is Governor Andrew Cuomo backing away from his support for the new Common Core curriculum in schools? As WRVO's Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, Cuomo seems to have cooled from his initial endorsement of the state's rapid adoption of the national education standards.
Everywhere Governor Cuomo goes these days, he's dogged by questions from reporters about what's widely perceived as a rocky startup of New York State's adoption of the new national Common Core standards for school children.
Can you talk about the Common Core?
Cuomo was asked essentially the same question in recent days and stops from Buffalo to Lake Placid.
A lot of people have issues with it.
In his answers lately, Governor Cuomo's been distancing himself from the growing discontent that's led to raucous meetings between state education officials and angry parents and teachers. At an event on Staten Island, Cuomo called the implementation of the Common Core standards problematic. In Lake Placid, he acknowledged the unease.
It's been very controversial. It's very controversial here in the state.
Just a month ago, Cuomo sounded much more supportive of the Common Core implementation, saying change can be hard even when it's right.
When you come in with a big change, there's normally fits and starts, and it's a little jerky. So that's to be expected also. But Common Core curriculum, nationwide, that's where the country's going, right? That's the state of the art.
Cuomo made those comments on October 23rd, just a few days after a raucous meeting in Poughkeepsie, where parents and teachers complained to State Education Commissioner John King, saying their children are taking too many tests and teachers are not given adequate preparation to teach the new curriculum. At one point, King was shouted down. Since then, the controversy has only grown. It's been the subject of two legislative hearings, and at a recent forum on Long Island, things were not much calmer. In New York State, the governor does not have direct control over education. Cuomo has no power to appoint the education commissioner. King was chosen by the State Board of Regents. The regents' members are picked by the legislature. The governor is quick to point that out.
The governor is not in charge of the state education department. Most people think the governor is in charge. It's called the state education department. The governor's in charge of the state. That's true, but I'm not in charge of all aspects. And one of the main areas is this state education department.
A recent Siena poll shows New Yorkers have become disenchanted with the Common Core. Nearly half hold doubts about its effectiveness. Steve Greenberg, a spokesman for Siena poll, says voters, though, may not make the distinction of who has authority over the education department, and Cuomo will likely be held accountable whether he's actually in charge of it or not.
Education is a key issue, and I think what this poll says is that all of those involved in education have to do a better job of informing the New York voters and the New York citizens of what their efforts are, what their purpose is, and how they're going about doing it.
While the governor can't directly affect education policy, he and the legislature can pass a bill to slow down the implementation of the Common Core standards. Many groups, including teachers' unions, have been calling for a moratorium. And at each stop the governor has made in recent days, he's hinted that he might just try to do that.
Legislatively, the state could pass a law that stops it, starts it, accelerates it, etc.
The governor says he's going to be keeping an eye on the situation. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.